All right, Gary, what are we doing this week?
Well, Cole, if you will come into this chamber.
Oh, boy.
And you'll see I have this canister here.
Is the sightless wayfinder here?
The sightless finder is everywhere.
Okay.
You know this. And you can, if you take this, I've got this this canister here and this little nozzle and this mask. And if you would
Why do I feel like running?
Huh?
All right.
Hey, you do you, brother. You do you.
You're lucky I like inhaling things.
Yeah, well, it's great. If you like air, you're going to love this. So I'm going to go ahead and twist this nozzle here to inject whatever gas is in this canister into your lungs and bloodstream.
I notice it's not labeled.
Huh, it's not. So it's going to presumably give you some kind of coma fantasy.
Yeah.
Or something else that so you're getting sleepy.
Five, four, three, two, one,
sleep.
Oh God, Gary.
Yeah. What kind of gas was it?
Gary, I think it's time to get dangerous.
Oh no. Are we in trouble, you? Do we have to call DW?
We have to call Dark Queen Duck.
Fuck! Well, give me some of that.
So this is my secret shame.
I love huffing gas.
Yes, it's the real problem.
Here's my secret shame. I'm addicted to Whippets, and I have been since 2000.
Since middle school.
Yeah.
Yep. It's my favorite breed of dog and also my favorite inhalant.
Yeah.
Everything go wom, 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 wom. Man, weighing a headache on that. Yeah, but... So this is my secret shame. I don't have really deep catalog on Darkwing Duck.
That is a secret shame. But you're a little young.
A little bit, yeah. But like I was exposed to DuckTales, which I feel like it was concurrent with this, but also predated it a little bit. So I'm not sure if it was the vagaries of our local syndicates.
Yeah. Well, this will all make sense, but we'll get into it after we introduce the show.
Okay, cool.
I have a theory on how that works.
Okay, cool.
So my name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering, the show where we talk to Cole about Darkwing Duck.
Why are you doing this to me?
So what I think happened was because you were a little younger, like DuckTales is definitely a little bit more all ages. Mm-hmm. And Darkwing Duck kind of came out as like the teen boys, you know, like cool for teen boys. Because it's like a Batman the Shadow kind of thing. So like, and, you know, Shadow is superhero kind of thing. So like I remember being like, I never outgrew DuckTales. DuckTales is great.
Yeah.
But I was like on the edge of outgrowing DuckTales. I definitely outgrew Tailspin. And Darkwing Duck came out and I was like, oh, great. And I watched Darkwing Duck. So it parodied Batman and all that stuff.
Yeah. So Disney just followed you.
Exactly.
Through your life until you were like 14.
With its audience, like Adventure Time.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's probably why you weren't super into Darkwing Duck.
Possibly. So it just hit me at the wrong time.
Yeah. Huh. You're just a little too young.
Yeah.
Whereas DuckTales is for everyone.
Yeah, and I mean, I knew of DuckTales, but the thing is, like, by the time I would have been around for that, would have been the right age for it, I was like watching Duckman, on Comedy Central, like those reruns during the daytime over the summer. So
yeah, we've talked about this a bunch of times. That show makes me feel dirty.
Yeah, I think it's
really unhygienic looking and sounding.
Yeah.
Like Duckman, just ooh.
Yeah. It's all the worst parts I think of R. Crumb.
Yeah.
Except without being explicitly pornographic.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
But Darkwing Duck, you know, I imagine that some Darkwing Duck stands up pretty well.
Yeah.
Like it was a good show. Mm-hmm. It's the worst of like the Capcom NES platformers based on Disney properties. Mm-hmm. Like it's way too hard.
Wait, this isn't Capcom, is it?
No, but there is a Capcom NES version of Darkwing Duck, and it's way too hard. Mm-hmm. Like, worse than, I guess it's better than, again, fucking Tailspin. I hate Tailspin.
Tailspin.
Tailspin's the worst. Ugh. Like, that is my least favorite Disney afternoon thing. Like, worst music, worst everything.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what that is. Is it just because you didn't get, like, you didn't jerk it so right to, what's her name, Gadget? Wrench?
Why, Wrench I lady? Would rather jerk it to Gadget than, like, the Christie Alley bear thing that was in Tailspin.
Yeah.
Like, who looked like, not Diane, the other person from Cheers. Like, she looked like an anthropomorphic version of non-Diane from Cheers.
Rhea Perlman?
No, yeah. The Christie Alley one.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. No, like, what is it? The crazy squirrel lady that all the furries like to draw. That's Tailspin, right?
No. That's the squirrel lady. Let me learn a little bit about furry porn here.
Okay.
The if you're thinking about Gadget, that's Rescue Rangers.
Oh, okay.
It's a mouse.
Yeah.
And she had curves in all the right places.
Yeah.
Mm. The squirrel lady you might be talking about that furries probably want to fuck is the female squirrel from Sword in the Stone.
Wait a minute.
When he turns into a squirrel,
yeah,
and the squirrel falls in love with him, I guarantee that was responsible for creating some furries.
Yeah, her and Princess Sally from the Sonic cartoon. I mean, yeah. Come on, her legs went all the way up and made an ass out of themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, who can blame it?
But Gadget,
Gadget.
You know, Gadget was like, a lot of people wanted to have sex with Gadget, even though she was a mouse. But, you know, she was kind of cool, like, in retrospect, kind of a cool female character because mm-hmm. she was a like techie and she was, you know,
like a tomboy.
Yeah, she was like a cool, you know, she was like the smartest out of all of them and everything. Like, Gadget was pretty cool.
She was the Donatello.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
She was absolutely the Donatello of that group.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tailspin is like, they just, like, what if a bear liked to scratch his back in the woods and instead was like a smuggler in, you know, Sky Captain of the World of Tomorrow-esque airplane deliveries? Like, it made no fucking sense.
Yeah.
Then the game is just a shitty shooter.
Like, everything just kind of like there's a confluence around this, because one of my favorite movies growing up that I think may have supplanted this, you know, like a lot of this television, was The Rescuers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Specifically The Rescuers Down Under, which was contemporary for me. Mm-hmm. The original Rescuers came out like really early, right?
Yeah.
It was like 1982 or something like that, which yeah. I'm convinced gave me my love of Bob Newhart.
That could be.
Yeah.
That definitely could be. Yeah. And the Rescuers are good.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the Rescuers were cool.
Yeah. So like, this, it's not all bad. It's just people are systematically dismantling any goodwill we could feel towards these characters.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's actually all probably pretty good
yeah.
in retrospect.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't help, like, shitty media being made of things does not help.
No.
You know, such as this game.
Yeah. No. So this is, like, I'm impressed by the way this looks. I'm not impressed by the way it moves. Like, the animation is terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's beautiful. Like, it's a really good looking game.
Yeah. Like big sprites that have just the right amount of detail to get the Disney-ness out of the characters, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Everything looks really true to what the show had, you know, in terms of representing these characters. Yeah.
Yeah. Even though, like, the characters they chose are ridiculous. Like, Darkwing Duck has a pretty wide rogues gallery.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones they chose for the show are, like, just the dumbest, you know, shittiest ones. Like, none of them I remembered. I had to go back and look. But, like, Steelbeak, mm-hmm. you know, who is, like, the gangster. And then just a bunch of boring, like, and Gigawatt, who's the electric guy, who's fine.
Yeah.
But then both Moliarity and Tusker Ninny. Tusker Ninny, the walrus mobster, and it's like super boring, whereas like Darkwing Duck had enemies like Dr. Reginald Bushroot, who was like a plant controlling scientist, and the Liquidator, who was like a dog that turned you know, like Hydro-Man, like Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
He had a bunch of cool villains, and you know, they did not use any of them for the show.
No.
Or for this game.
Yeah. No, Tusker Ninny, I was disappointed they chose him. Well, they should have gone with his musician cousin Tusker Du.
Yeah. Or just simply Fleetwood Mac's Tusk.
Damn it.
And his level is the worst one too, which for some reason it's the one I chose.
Moliarty's
first. No, Tusker Ninny's.
Okay, yeah. I don't know that I picked his. I went to three levels that I didn't get past the first screen on any of them.
I got to a second screen at some point.
Yeah.
What you do in this game is you have to collect puzzle pieces. to like, that's the way of solving the crime. With like some of the worst like control and hit detection I've ever played in a game, because like you jump on things like Mario and you can bounce on them and you think it's going to be a little bit like the Pogo in DuckTales, but you have to be so fucking precise to land on something and not get hurt. And like half the times if I jumped on something, I would get hurt even though I bounced on it. Like you're just constantly losing health in this. And you have to get that because everything's up in the sky. Mm-hmm. Like you start out with Tusker Ninny, you're at the bottom of this cool skate hill with all these cool skateboarders coming down.
I did play that one, yeah.
Yeah. And like you have to get all these puzzle pieces in the sky. And I was like, oh, okay, if I get to the top of this hill, I'm gonna get a cool skateboard and do these cool ramps. But that never happens.
No.
Like just bad guys use the ramps and you just have to like ollie off their domes to get puzzle pieces.
It could work with the lingo there. Dad.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the shitty thing about running up the slope is your projectiles, your duck gun or whatever it is, only shoots just straight across. So it just means that unless you are timing it pixel perfect, you're just going to be shooting into the asphalt.
Well, and the gas pellets you have don't kill things. They just like stun them for a second. Mm-hmm. And they're super hard to jump over even if they're not moving.
Right.
Like there's no good part of that, and everything's coming at an angle that makes it super hard to jump over. Like if you were walking downhill and they were going uphill, mm-hmm. you'd have the advantage jumping over them.
Yeah,
but it's the opposite, so like it's very hard to clear any of these guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you have like to the game's credit, you do have a health bar. Like you can take some damage; it's not instant death, but it's not much better just because of how shallow it is.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's if you're playing on easy, you have a generous health bar. If you're playing on normal, you die very quickly, and you can almost never restore your health.
Huh.
You also you power ups. You can also, if you run into them, you collect them. But if you jump on them, you bounce off of them like enemies, and that's how you have to get a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
Because you can go through the whole first level, get to the end, but if you didn't get all the puzzle pieces, you don't fight the boss, and you have to do the whole thing again.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't collect every puzzle piece, so like, I went through Tusker Ninny stage. Went down to the sewer, which is at the top of the hill, which is okay. And then went all the way to the right in the sewer and just like walked off the edge of the screen. It's like, level complete. Level incomplete. You have to do this again.
Level incomplete. Psych.
Yeah. And like, no, fuck you.
God. And like your ammo is real limited. So it's, you know, the gun isn't that useful on the slope, but like when you're in the mine or the rooftops or whatever, it can actually help you to stun these guys so you can get over them. But the problem is you're picking up five shots at a time. And because of the aforementioned shitty hit detection, the projectile will intersect with them, but not do anything.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Constantly.
Like limited also, ammo in a side scroller has never been a good idea. I've never. Well,
You have to have at least one base weapon with unlimited ammo.
Yeah.
You can make it a power up, mm-hmm. but like that's the way to do it. The the puzzle thing, if you get all the puzzle pieces, it's a sliding block puzzle.
Oh no. Stage. You're playing 15?
Yeah. You're collecting pieces of a sliding block puzzle.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That is like the worst.
Yeah.
And then at the end you have to balance a scale, but oh no, the weights aren't labeled.
Yeah, you have to play the like Disc of Hanoi or whatever, like the Stones of Hanoi that fucking BioWare loves.
Yeah,
to put in every game. Oh, like are you in space and you have to reroute the power? It's gonna be Discs of Hanoi.
Yeah,
is that the name of it? Is it Disc of Hanoi?
Towers of Hanoi.
Yeah, Towers of Hanoi. Bio-wing.
BioWare.
Bio-wing Duck.
That'd be great, like a combination of the Toxic Avenger and.
It's spooky.
Oh man, the Day of Reckoning is gonna come, Gary.
I think so.
Yeah. We're just waiting. Yeah, this is the week or the month of the early 90s, because this is 1992.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a shame, too, because it's a cool comic. You know, here's some Duck Green Duck trivia. Did you know that originally it was going to be called 00 Duck and be based on James Bond? But
that also would have been great.
Yeah, but Ian Fleming's estate has the copyright on the prefix 00.
Okay.
So you can't do that. So they changed it to be like a Batman the Shadow ripoff.
Okay.
Not ripoff, like loving parody.
Yeah. Homage.
Yes.
Yeah. It kind of looks like Zorro too, a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a roots in straight up the Shadow / Darkman. You know?
I just love how, like, I still have never seen these movies.
Yeah, it's one of them.
I know what you're talking about, but it's just bizarre that that has become part of our shared lexicon.
The Darkwing Duck was super when I was little, was really influential to me. And I used to draw comics, like draw my own little superheroes like everybody did. And I had a character who like looked like it was more or less Darkwing Duck's uniform, but he was a human and he was called the Remote Control. And his gimmick was he had a remote control that turned off or turned on any electronic thing and fought crime with it.
Yeah.
And I used to draw that.
So you presaged both Click and Watch Dogs.
Yeah. It was essentially the Watch Dogs beta. Was this this little drawing?
Should I cut this out? Are you in the middle of litigation on that?
No, I've already lost.
Ah, damn it.
Litigation.
I'm so sorry. I was pulling for you, buddy.
Yeah, big games got me.
Big
Yep. Big games.
For some reason, you have to work on all the big game hunters games from now on, which seems bizarre that they could conscript you into developing a game you don't want to develop. We sold so many of those in Mansfield.
I believe it.
Yeah.
They're terrible games. Those make me feel bad.
Yeah. like glorified shooting majestic nature creatures.
I played a Jurassic Park game that was essentially that made me sad.
No.
Like it was like you had to kill like the herbivore dinosaurs too. They're just walking around, the veggie sources.
Yeah.
And it made me super sad. I'm like, I can't play this.
Yeah. It's like a Trespasser. Most of them are peaceful because most of the ones you encounter are herbivores, but they'll charge after you. And then you have to at least try to kill them. You're not going to succeed because it's Trespasser, but.
Yeah, well, in this one, they didn't even charge after you. They're just off to the side.
Oh, like, but
being points.
To being points?
Yeah.
Dino points.
Yeah, they're just made of dino points.
Yeah. I don't even know.
You know, this has, out of all the games we've done, the most active message board on GameFAQs.
Really? Can you give me some highlights?
Nothing good, but it's like a place for like goofy, people goofing. So like there's been this continuing series of threads called Darkwing Tower, where someone makes like starts a post and they just get up to like hundreds and hundreds of topics where people just kind of go back and forth talking about Darkwing Duck and just making jokes and stuff. And they're up to Darkwing Tower 3. On August 18th, 2001, the original Darkwing Tower topic was established on this board. After a run of 6 years, it reached 500 posts. Its successor was established shortly after. So, yeah, it's this, like, whole thing. And then there's a topic called Secret Board Adventures Take Two, where people are kind of doing this, like, jokey fan fiction about the secret Darkwing Duck message board on GameFAQs. It's like a game of exquisite corpse, where people are, like, finishing each other's story.
That actually sounds kind of nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Huh. Actually, wait, hold on. This is not people finishing each other's story. It's all Dan Kirby.
What?
It's all one guy.
Darkwing Tower 3?
No, this the secret board adventure.
Wait, okay.
This is a huge bit of like fan fiction this guy wrote. Like it looked like people were talking to each other.
But it's...
oh, and it involves moderators from GameFAQs.
What?
CJC is a character. Weird.
Whoa! So this is like he's doing play by post fiction, except with himself and the occasional onlooker
about the GameFAQs message board.
Oof.
That's weird.
This is we're looking 10 years into the past. Like this is most active. Like when was the most recent post?
2002 in the secret board. Well, not the most recent. That's when it started.
2009. So this ran from 2002 to 2009.
This is someone's 7-year project.
Holy God. Gary,
people
what
have
is
lived
everything
and died in that span?
Yeah, like, do you think he just went into a funk after 9/11 and never pulled out? Like, yeah. The world is a scary and dark place now. I need to go to the one community that accepts me, where nothing really changes. And he just fell into that hole and never pulled out.
I've been waiting for irony to die so I could do this. Now no one will make fun of me.
Holding a vigil.
Yeah.
Oh, tap dancing on irony's grave.
Wow.
This is
the oldest topic on GameFAQs at some point. Or roughly. That's so weird.
Are you kidding me?
Someone claimed it. I don't know if it's actually true, but someone claimed it in the comments.
How is it still alive?
Man, weird. What a weird little treasure this is.
The things we find, Gary.
Yeah. Yeah, when you don't have that much to say about the shitty platformer.
Yeah.
You do for Abject Suffering. Like, you can really find some treasures.
I don't, like, my fear will be that this is entirely, like, a TV Tropes or Tumblr level of in-joke kind of thing.
We're
going in that the just it completely impenetrable, and like even worse than that, like decades old in jokes, which are even worse because you can't find any like research points for it. But like I kind of want to dip into this for a minute and see
Yeah, I mean that's definitely what it is, but we can definitely do it. Yeah. There's also something called the Darkwing Duck Board Hunter. What is the Board Hunter? Darkwing Duck Board Hunter Stop. I expect a few visitors here. If I get 10 people within the year, this year will be a success.
Oh, is it like metagame?
Yeah, like what's hunting a board on GameFAQs?
I mean, do you think that's kind of like what we do when we pick this and we see that there's a board that has two topics and they're probably doing drug deals?
Yes. Yeah. I think that's probably what it is. Even though GameFAQs board hunting does autocomplete.
Huh.
WikiFAQs board hunting on... Let me see. As a practice, when a user is browsing dead boards, began around the time the first secret board is spread around, causing people to search for that board. So somebody finds a board that's dead, like posts something in it, mm-hmm. and then other people just have to look through random games until they find it. And then it's like a, you know, some kind of badge of honor.
Yeah.
To like to post in this topic.
So it's playing hide and go seek. Are there hints involved? Because there's an entry for every game on game packs. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I do not know.
God. Like, part of me is just a little bit sad that message boards are dying to an extent, like that it's being supplanted by, you know, your Tumblrs and your whatnot. But like, just because this is such a bizarre culture that I don't know if it'll like pop up. Like that combination of structure and kind of insularity.
Yeah.
You know? This is entirely it's a metagame that is entirely unique to this game
media.
Board site. Yeah. Sorry, I'm searching for the word.
I put a link in your Skype box. Mm-hmm. For the record label that I was like quote unquote record label I was quote unquote on when I was in my band days, we had a message board that was very fun.
Yeah.
And went for a long time. Yeah.
I remember being in high school about, you know, and like setting up like personal boards, like boards for me and my buddies.
Mm-hmm. Buddy boards.
You know? Buddy boards. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just weird. And I guess we're keeping that alive with like Something Awful or whatever, but even that is entirely outmoded, right?
Like, yeah.
Like my little sister will not do boards.
No,
which is fine. Like, I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, these kids don't know what a Game Boy is. The future is ruined. But
it's
still like this weird, this weird piece of culture that kind of is more fleeting, because at the very least with physical artifacts, they're going to stick around and Goodwills and whatnot. Whereas eventually all of those are going to go away.
Yeah,
all
this will die.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, unless it's on the Darkwing Duck board, in which case it's going to stick around.
Yeah, this will never die.
Yeah, it'll stick around for 15 goddamn years. But
yeah, huh. This is a huge. This is a real rabbit hole. Yeah, this is a big thing. Whew. Weird.
Yeah, 500.
It's not drug deals.
Yeah,
like we thought. Hmm. It's just nerds.
Nerds with nothing better to do.
Yep, nerds with attitude.
Like. Oh man, huh. What did I tell Michael about this?
Yeah.
He'll be so intrigued, Gary.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. He's probably the mastermind behind all this.
Maybe. His ambition is kind of low. He demurs a little bit when you talk to him about some of his ambitions on this. I think that maybe he had a hand in setting the wheel in motion, but right now he just kind of wants to tend to his turnips.
I believe it.
Yeah, and he's making some breakthroughs on his new C framework, you know, which you wouldn't expect would run on Commodore 64, but he's getting it to go. He's an inspiration, Gary. Michael Crick is.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I hope he gets me in Secret Santa.
Yeah, we should send him something. Like I'm sure we can figure out his address from like his robust web presence.
All of the information that he's put up about himself.
Yeah, like I'm sure we could find that place.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This is going to turn into like a documentary, like one of those documentaries that is about finding this person that turns into something else.
Or we catfish him.
You say, "Hey, we're a publisher. We are a retro indie games concern, interested in reviving the era of this kind of cowboy garage development that that you had such an illustrious past in. I mean, your local newspaper wrote all about it. Would you be interested in being in this collection, this collaboration we're doing? We're getting the band back together, Michael.
Finally,
which also, is your adopted nephew."
Yeah, we're getting the band back together, Dad. Yeah. And then when he shows up, I don't know what we do to him.
Just say sorry, buddy. This is actually really mean. You're just trying to live your life.
Just kidding. Boy, I feel fucking awful.
Wow, I didn't expect this to get so far, Michael.
Why do we go through with this, Cole?
Oh, all the ways we could use our resources.
And we're terrible people. Yeah, that's how that would play out, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, man, I'm going to be cut off the Christmas card list, Gary.
Whew, sad.
Yeah, but his capacity for forgiveness, it exceeds my own, so.
He is Christ-like in that respect.
He is the radiant sun in my personal sky.
Unto the Riz.
Yeah. So, let me look at who recommended this. Or imposed this. That's a new verb I'm going to use for this, is imposed. Yeah, so this was recommended/requested/imposed by Travis Hargett. First time recommender.
Thanks for joining us. Yeah. Go fuck yourself. Yeah.
the fucking yourself area is in the back.
Yeah, exactly. Show yourself out. And don't let the door fuck you on the way out.
We have the technology.
Yeah, this door will catfish you.
Michael consulted with us.
Here at fuckfeed.tv, the doors will catfish you.
Why do I have a smoker's laugh? Because of my allergies. I'm laughing like Brain from Inspector Gadget or that fucking cat. So, next time, Gary.
Yeah, is it Bad Mojo?
Yes, it is. So
We're
finally doing Bad Mojo. I have no recollection of who requested that. I could have gone back and listened to that episode, but I have no idea which episode it was that where it was requested.
Your demands have been have been answered, and they put it on a virtual console service so we can play it.
Yeah. So we finally get to see the world from the perspective of the lowly cockroach.
Yeah, I'm so psyched for playing this game.
Yeah, I'm jazzed.
Looks amazing.
I'm jazzed jackrabbited.
Yeah, super cool. So looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. Also, what can people do in the meantime instead of waiting?
You know what? Tell your buddies about this show. I know that we say it a lot, but it's implied a lot of the times, but we don't really advertise. For as much as we have advertised in the past, a lot of our growth comes from word of mouth. Like, you guys are our evangelists. And hopefully we make something good enough that you feel is worth sharing. But if you have any buddies who are into games or into weird tangents about being the adopted son of a disgraced... I don't know, disgrace is, it's a little bit harsh to say about him. He's a complex historical figure, like Michael Crick. Just tell them about us. We're really accessible. And
he's the David Crane of video games. tell them about it, and then also rate, review on iTunes, mm-hmm. Patreon, Tip Jar, Facebook.
Yeah,
all those jazz.
all those jazzes.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And cool. And I think until next time.
Until next time. Get dangerous, Mbasa.
Yeah, get dangerous.
Get dangerous.